At 12 minutes past 6, it's time to get into the day's top business news, starting with the latest developments at SAA. This as a new board has been appointed at the struggling national airline, with Dudumyeni Posta being replaced as board chair. Business Unity South Africa has welcomed these events. BUSA CEO Tanya Cohen joins us on the line for this conversation. Good evening.
Evening to you.
Tanya, first talk us through BUSA's reaction to these new news in its entirety. A new board, some members retained, and Dudumyeni as chairperson replaced.
Well, I think we certainly welcome the developments and the appointment of the new candidates to the board. They bring a credibility and capability that we've been asking for. I think we see in the new chairperson, J.D. Magwaza, a seasoned business person with a lot of governance expertise and boards. And just generally, the caliber of individuals that have been appointed, the new members, there's a combination of business experience, governance experience, and technical capabilities that the airline really needs, as well as financial experience. So I think we are certainly much more confidence that the composition of the board is appropriate to deal with the serious challenges that are facing SAA.
That said, SAA has been through a lot of turnaround strategies and board members. So what would be different this time around, especially given the credentials of the current appointees?
Well, I think the credentials inspire confidence in not only the business community, which is so important in terms of the funding capability of SAA, but I think in terms of the general public, is that we were looking for individuals that would come in with expertise and would be able to deal with the issues of chronic underperformance and overspending. And I think that this brings leadership, it brings stability, and it brings the opportunity to really get in touch and deal with the issues at SAA.
What's there to be said about this new board basically inheriting what is sometimes referred to as a poison chalice?
Yeah, look, I think they're going to have an exceptionally difficult job ahead of them. They come into the airline with huge legacy issues. But I think that would have been any board. And what we see is a group of individuals that are committed and capable.
Lastly, what's expected then from the new board amid SAA's financial problems? Do we expect that some sort of turnaround will be seen in the near future, or this is a long-term fixing issue?
I think they've got to do both, and they've got to do it quickly. The issues around financing are urgent, and I think together with the new CEO that's in place is that we're going to see a combination of urgent interventions to deal with the financing issues, and then a long-term turnaround strategy.
Thank you so much for your input. BUSA CEO Tanya Cohen talking to us about the latest developments at SAA with the appointment of a new board and the struggling national airline.